talking for weeks about our identity in Christ and who we are in Christ, God's child, about having a reason to celebrate, about being free in Christ. And this morning we come to a section of scripture. Who knows what a crescendo is? A crescendo. It's a musical term, but it's used in other ways too. It means crescendo is the height of something. It builds. It's something builds and continues to build. It can be a plot in a story. It can be a lyric in a song. In fact, we had several crescendos this morning. When one of those songs we were singing, we actually sang it very, very lowly and then built into it. We had a crescendo this morning. Well, this morning's message is sort of that. It's a crescendo of what it is to live in the Spirit, to live in Christ, to live free in Christ. And we find it in the book of Romans. So if you have a Bible, turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. And Paul now, in Romans, the 8th chapter, if you're going to memorize a chapter of the Bible, memorize Romans 8. I mean, it starts out by, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He moves to that, to living by the Spirit and not by the flesh, and how that brings freedom. He moves to that from even in most difficult of circumstances, how that the Spirit helps us pray and helps us overcome. And then it's when you read the chapters, as though Paul is moving to this crescendo of what it means to be in the Spirit, to be in Christ, and what it means to live in Him. And he moves to these four verses or five verses that I want us to read this morning, and I'm just gonna minister to them to you just for a few moments this morning. Not gonna be long, but as he does notice this crescendo. Remember now, Paul has built to this point. He's talking about who we are in Christ and what Christ has done to us and what the Spirit means in our life. And the result, the crescendo of that is Romans chapter 8 begins at verse 35. Let's read it together. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, here it is, here's the crescendo. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here's what I want you to know this morning. Here's what this verse speaks to us this morning. God's love for us in Christ overcomes everything. And therefore, when you are in Christ, you are an overcomer and more. Are you hearing me this morning? God's love overcomes everything. And because you are in Christ and His love is in Christ, you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer and more. In this scripture, and I'm not going to be long this morning, in this scripture there is a question, there is an answer, and then there's a powerful reality of it. There's a question and an answer and a powerful reality of it. And I just want to talk about these just for a moment or two this morning. The question is, as Paul is, remember now, Paul is talking about living in the Spirit. He's talking about being in Christ and living in Christ and being in Christ. And then he comes to this place and he says, who or what shall separate us from the love of God? The word there, separate, literally it means two different ideas. One is to leave. The other is to divide or tear or force apart or pull apart. What Paul is asking there, he's asking the Roman church a question because they are under intense persecution. And he's asking them, who shall separate you or what shall separate you? What is there that can pull you from God's love? What is there that can divide you from God's love? What is there that can cause God's love to leave you? That's the question that he's burning. And he's asking that question for this very reason. for this very reason. Because sometimes in life, sometimes in some certain circumstances, sometimes in some situations, it is easy to wonder, God, where is your love in the midst of this? Where is your love? Is there anybody but me that has ever been in that place and that question? I'm not saying you question. I'm saying it is a question. And it comes up and the enemy tries to bring it up. And maybe fear or doubt try to bring it up. And that question. And so Paul asked the question. Because those in the Roman church are asking the question. So he asked the question, who or what is there that can separate you? What is there that can tear you from God's love? What is there that can force you apart from his love? What is there that can cause his love to leave you? And then he answers his own question. He starts with a question and asks, who is there or what is there that can separate us or pull us apart or force us apart from God's love? He then moves down and he answers the question, and the answer is found in verse 38. For he says, for I am persuaded that nothing or no one can separate us from the love of God. Now, Paul says it in a much more flowery way. Paul asks the question, who shall separate us from the love of God or the love of Christ? And he answers it by saying nothing or no one can separate us. But Paul does it in a, like I said, a more flowery way. For Paul says, for I am persuaded. That word persuaded there means I'm convinced of the validity and truthfulness of something. I'm convinced of the validity and truthfulness of something. That neither death nor angels, death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other created thing, or height or depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So you see, Paul asks the question, and then he answers his own question. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Absolutely nothing, no one, no how. There is nothing that can separate them from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But in the middle of that, there is what I call a powerful reality. Because it is sometimes a difficult thing. You can ask that question and you can answer that question, but living it out sometimes is a more powerful, a more difficult thing to say. And in the middle of that is what I call a powerful reality, and it's found. Notice what it says there in verse 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So what Paul has here, he has this crescendo, but the apex of the crescendo, the height of the crescendo is this, is that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And what is fascinating about it is this, is Paul is desperately, utterly trying to make this idea a reality for them. To make this idea for, and what he means by that, the word there, more than a conqueror, means to utterly prevail, to utterly overcome, to completely overcome. That what he's saying there is that all of these things have utterly failed. They have utterly failed to divide or force you away from God's love. These things, moreover, God's love has overcome all of these things. And therefore, you, the Romans, can be assured that they too can overcome all of these things. Now, here's what's interesting about this. For the early Christian, especially for the Jewish Christian reading this, Paul makes an attempt, because he quotes from Psalms 44, makes an attempt to help them understand, because what they understood, they knew that one day they would overcome. They knew that in the Jewish belief, in the Jewish religion, just in the Christian religion, they knew that one day that they would overcome. One day God would redeem all things, and there would be a day that they were overcome. But what Paul was trying to desperately help them to understand and see was that this was not just for one day, but this was for today. See, because for Paul, this wasn't just a great lyric that he was writing in a song. Paul had lived this. You understand? Paul had lived this. For Paul to say that I am persuaded that nothing, absolutely nothing shall overcome the love of God or shall overcome me in the love of God. Paul was able to say that because he had lived it out. Listen to me. Listen to what Paul says. You think you've had a bad day? Listen to what Paul says. Paul says, I have worked much harder. I have been imprisoned more frequently. I have been flogged more severely. That means whipped more severely. I've been exposed to death again and again. Five times from the Jews, I received 40 lashes. Five times from the Jews, I received 40 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. Three times I was shipwrecked. Three times I was shipwrecked and spent day and night in the open sea. Here's what he says. I've been constantly on the move because I've been in danger in the river. I've been in danger from bandits. I've been in danger from my fellow Jews. I've been in danger from the Gentiles. I've been in danger in the city. I've been in danger in the country. I've been in danger at sea. I've been in danger from false believers. I've labored and toiled and gone without sleep. I've known hunger and I've known thirst. I've known cold and I've known nakedness. I've known the daily pressures of the church. And then he adds this in chapter 12. He says, but I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. And he says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Do you understand the reality of what Paul is saying? Paul is trying to help them to understand that this promise of being an overcomer is not just for one day, it is for today. He was wanting them to understand this was not just a promise out there, this was a present day reality in the life, that because God's love could not let them go, would not let them go, because God's love had overcome tribulation, because God's love had overcome distress, because God's love had overcome persecution, because God's love had overcome famine, because God's love had overcome nakedness, because God's love had overcome the threat of death in his life, because it had, and his love had overcome, then Paul himself had overcome. He was wanting them to understand that they too themselves were overcomers. Paul says, look, for I am persuaded. You know why Paul was persuaded? Because Paul had lived through every single one of those places. Paul said, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, God's love has overcome death. God's love has overcome life. God, the phrase there, angels, principalities, and powers, means demonic darkness. God's love has overcome all of that. God's love has overcome things present. God's love has overcome things to come. God's love has overcome height. God's love has overcome death. And he said, because God's love has overcome that, and I am in God's love, I am too an overcomer. Yet in all these things, we are more than overcomers. Do you understand what Paul is saying to us today? Paul is making that same assurance to your life and to my life today. In fact, notice what Paul said. God's love, listen, has overcome tribulation. The word there, tribulation, means trouble. Anybody ever had any trouble? Anybody got some trouble right now? I want you to know this morning, God's love has overcome that trouble. He says, God's love has overcome distress. The word there means hardship. God's love has overcome persecution and famine. Famine means severe lack. God's love has overcome nakedness. That means to be destitute and to be totally without. God's love has overcome peril. The word there's danger. God's love has overcome the sword. That means the threat of death. And because God's love has overcome that, in Christ, you have overcome that too. In fact, here's the thing that I want you to understand this morning. That word, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. That phrase, more than conquerors, it cannot be adequately translated into English, because what it actually means, if you literally interpret the word, Dean, what it actually means, we are more than conquerors. If you literally interpret the phrase more than conqueror, it means hyper conqueror. Hyper conqueror. Hyper means overexcited, overstimulated. You are hyper conqueror. Yet in all these things, you are a more than conqueror. You are a hyper conqueror. You didn't know. Did you know this morning that you're hyper? Some of you have wanted to tell somebody that for a long time. I'm going to give you permission right now to turn to somebody and say to them, you're hyper. The The word literally interpreted means hyper. It means overstimulated, overexcited. You understand this morning that you are not just a conqueror. You are not just an overcomer. You are a hyper conqueror. You are a hyper overcomer. In other words, that in God's love has overcome death. Listen to me. Aren't you glad that God's love has overcome death? But I love what it says here. God's love has overcome life. I'm glad. I am thankful that God's love hasn't just overcome death. I'm glad his love's overcome life. Are you hearing? You hear what I'm saying, this one? Because some things in life are as bad as, yeah, right? I'm thankful that I'm thankful he put life in there, because I don't want to just have to wait till I die to understand that God has overcome love. God's love has overcome life. God's love has overcome the difficulties, the hardships, the stressful things that you face in your life. God's love has overcome death. It has overcome life. God's love has overcome, notice what it says, those angels, principalities, those powers, those dark demonic powers. That's what that phrase means. God's love, there is no darkness that God's love hasn't overcome. And because you are in Christ and you are loved by God, you have overcome. In fact, you haven't just overcome, you have overcome. You have hyper overcome. You are more than a conqueror in him who loves Christ. Notice what he says here. I am thankful God's love has overcome. Think from whatever you're facing right now this day. You got a financial issue, God's love will bring you through it. You got a relationship issues, God's love is bigger than a relationship issue. You got a health issue, God's love is bigger than a health issue. You aren't just an overcomer, you are more than an overcomer in the midst of it. God's love has overcome things present and things to come. You know what that says to me? When he says God's love has overcome things present and things to come, God has overcome the what now and the what if. God's love has overcome the what now and the what if. Has anybody this week said, okay, what now? Okay, what now? Right? God's love has overcome the what now. When you get that paycheck, or you get that bank statement, or you get that health report, and that what now, I'm telling you, there are some what nows in life, and I've faced some, and you've faced some what nows in life. I'm so thankful that what now, God has, his love has overcome the what now in life. And because it has, he makes you an overcomer. What now? What now? I'm an overcomer. What now? I'm a hyper conqueror. What now? I'm more than a conqueror. What now? I'm more than an overcomer. What now? I'm more than a victor. What now? I'm a victor in Christ because of his love that I have. What now? Amen. Yeah. What now? His love hasn't only overcome. Listen to me. You need to grab a hold of this. His love hasn't only overcome the what now. His love's overcome the what if. I am so thankful that before I ever even know what the if is, I know God's overcome the what if. Right? What if I get a bad report? Well, God's love has overcome it. What if I lose my job? Well, God's love has overcome it. What if I run into a difficult situation in my finances? God's love has overcome it. What if I run into difficulty in my relationship with somebody? God's love has overcome it. What if the stock market falls? God's love has overcome it. What if there continues to be a storm? God's love has overcome it. God's love has overcome the what if and the what now. That makes you more than a conqueror, a hyper conqueror, a hyper conqueror. Nobody has probably ever told you that it's okay to be hyper. But I'm telling you this morning, it's okay to be a hyper conqueror, a hyper overcomer. What does that look like? What does that look like in our life? Here it is. Listen, here's what it is. What Paul was saying is that none of those things determine the outcome of the overcomer. The love of God that is already given in Jesus Christ is what determines the outcome for the overcomer. Let me put it another way for you. if you in Christ, you are loved, and therefore the outcome is not determined by whatever may come, but is determined by what has already overcome. Let me say it again. Some of you didn't get it. The outcome is not determined by whatever may come, but is already determined by God's love, which has already overcome. Some of you, I'm going to say it one more time. The outcome for you and I, because we are more than conquerors, because we are hyper conquerors, because we are more than victorious, the outcome is not determined by what might ever may come, but it's determined by what has already come in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? More than an overcomer. More than an overcomer. So what does that look like? What does that look like in your life, in my life? Well, here's what it looks like. As I look just around this room, just in this room right here, I see some single moms. I see some single moms that have overcome some very difficult circumstances and very heartbreaking circumstances and of divorce and what that has caused in your life. But you understand that you haven't just overcome. But as I look around, I see some moms that haven't just overcome, but they have also at the same time raised up godly sons and godly daughters. So you understand they are not just overcomers. They are more than overcomers. They have risen up and haven't just overcome it. They have more than overcome it. Amen? Yeah. I see some individuals in the church. I couldn't talk about every one of you. I could talk about every one of you, but let me just, Virginia Miller, as I look at Virginia Miller, in fact, in Sunday school, somebody mentioned, who are some Christians that you admire and why? Well, I think Virginia is a hype. Anybody think Virginia's hyper? Now, I know that is hilarious, isn't it? Just that is a hilarious term. But as an overcomer, Virginia is a hyper overcomer. She is. Virginia and I, we go back a long ways, and I was standing by her side when Brother Miller went down, when he went down, I was the one went and picked him up in the truck and rushed him to the hospital, and I was standing there with her when he was passed away. But she has overcome that. Not only that, then her mom died, and she had to take on all of that business and all of her business dealings. And I think today still has to deal with much of that business, but she has overcome that. But not only that, since I've been here, since I've been back, her son has died, and she has overcome that. But listen, watch this. But Virginia isn't just an overcomer. I watch as she comes in the church, and she seeks out the stranger. She seeks out the one that is lonely. She seeks out the one that maybe nobody has talked to or nobody has spoken to. And she always does it with a smile on her face. You understand? She's not just an overcomer. She is more than an overcomer. You know why Virginia smiles even after all of that? Because she's hyper. Because she's more than an overcomer. She's more than a victor. She is hyper-conquer, hyper-victor. As I look around the place, we can talk about financial difficulties. We can talk about sicknesses that people have been through one after the other after the other. You can talk about hardships and relationships that you've been. I mean, we can just name them one after the other after the other. But as I look around, I see people who haven't just overcome, but they've overcome and they keep going. They overcome and they keep serving. They overcome and they keep praising. They overcome and they keep singing. They overcome and they keep giving. They overcome and they keep teaching. They overcome and they keep coming. They overcome. They are more than overcomers. And I want you to know this morning, that is because of the love of God. The love of God. That's what Paul says. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Here's what I'm absolutely convinced. I'm absolutely convinced of it this morning. When you are assured of God's love given to you in Christ Jesus, you will be an overcomer and more. The outcome is not determined by what may come, by what has already come in Jesus Christ, our Lord. His love makes you an overcomer. His love makes you more than an overcomer in Jesus Christ. You are in Christ, and in Christ you are loved. And that is settled, it is firm, you cannot be separated, torn apart, forced from it, Paul says. Yet in all these things, we are more than overcomers, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us in Christ Jesus our Lord. This whole series is about remembering and identifying and recognizing who you are in Christ. And listen to me this morning. In Christ, you are loved. Are you hearing me this morning? But Pastor, you don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know all of my past. And you're right, I don't, and I don't want to know. But God does know. And in Christ, you are loved anyway. In Christ, you are loved over all of that. In Christ, you are loved. And by that love, you are made an overcomer in Him. In Christ, you are loved. And I'm convinced when you become assured of God's love that you have in Christ, that you can live and will live as an overcomer. Why? Because Scripture says, yet in all these things you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves us, through Christ Jesus our Lord, through the love we have in Him. What causes a mom continue praying and serving and seeking God, even when that teenager may seem to want to rebel and go a different direction? And what causes that? That love of God causes them to overcome that. What causes someone that's facing a terrible doctor's report, what causes them to continue to put on a smile and continue to get up and continue to worship God? That love of God causes them to do it. They are loved in Christ, and when they know that, they are an overcomer. This morning, I know that nothing I've said this morning, in fact, nothing I've said in this whole series is startling to you. But this series is not about startling you. This series is about reminding you who you are in Christ. He identifies you as His child. He identifies you as His beloved. And He identifies you as the one that He loves. Lynn, in Christ you are loved. And that love makes you an overcomer. Amen? Mike, in Christ you are loved. And because of that love, you are an overcomer. Right? Kathy, in Christ you are loved. And because of that love, you are an overcomer. Caroline, in Christ you are loved. Because of Christ's love, you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. This morning, I just wanted to remind you that the crescendo of who we are in Christ, the crescendo of who we are in Christ is right here. Yet in all these things, all these things, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us in Christ Jesus our Lord. More than a conqueror. More than an overcomer. Because He loves us. I want us to do something. I want us to do what we did last week. Just this last 2 weeks, we took just a moment. I just want you to bow your heads. Yeah, I just want you to take a moment. And let what I've said, let what this truth says, I just want it to get inside of you this morning. Just say to yourself, Ginger's just going to play, and just take a moment. I just want you to say to yourself, you have to say this stuff. I am loved. In Christ I am loved. Come on, you just say it to yourself right now. This is just a moment between you and God. I don't want to just dismiss and preach something. I want you to verbalize it and internalize it. Get it in your spirit this morning. Lord, right now, God, I pray that people this morning in this place, Lord, say it. In Christ I am loved. In Christ I am loved. Despite my past, I'm loved enough that he forgave me. Despite my present circumstances, I'm loved enough that he's right in the midst of it with me. In Christ, I'm loved. Would you say it this morning? Let it get in your spirit. Let it get in your hearts. In Christ, I am loved. Do you know that this morning? Do you know that in Christ you are loved? God loves you. Say it. God loves me. God loves me. In Christ, you are loved. And because of that love, you're an overcomer. Nothing can separate you from that love. Come on, say, because of God's love, I'm an overcomer. Some of you need to say that this morning. You're facing some difficult circumstances, but because of Christ's love, I'm an overcomer. Some of you this morning may have some past that seems to want to hang on to you, and you need to say it this morning. Because of Christ's love, I am overcoming my past. Because of Christ's love, I'm overcoming who I used to be. Because God loves me. Say it. God loves me, and I'm an overcomer. Lord, we just say it this morning. Holy Spirit, pray that it will get deep in hearts and deep in spirits this morning. Oh, yes. In Christ, I am loved. Because of that love, I overcome. He's made me an overcomer in all the things of life. I'm an overcomer. Thank you, Lord. And more. Say it. And more. Lord, I'm not just going to survive. I'm not just going to get by. I'm not just going to eke in. I'm not just going to tie a knot in the rope and hang on until the end. Lord, I'm not just going to barely make it. Lord, I'm going to be an overcomer and more. I am an overcomer and more because of your love. Your love has made me an overcomer and more. Your love puts joy in my heart, God, even when circumstances may say otherwise. Your love, God, right now, come on, let the reality of that. God's love puts joy in your heart despite the circumstances. God's love puts hope in your life despite what you may be facing. God's love puts health. Yes, I believe that. God's love puts health despite what medical reports may say. God's love does. It makes you more than an overcomer. More than an overcomer. Thank you, Lord. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In Christ. Thank you, Lord, for that love this morning. Lord, it is my prayer that every person here this morning have a renewed sense of your love, a renewed sense of how deep it is and how wide it is and how everlasting it is, God. And that that love makes them an overcomer, a hyper overcomer, more than a conqueror, Lord. Thank you for it this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say it aloud with me. In Christ, I am loved. And therefore, I'm a conqueror and more. Amen. I'm a conqueror and more. Would you stand to your feet? And as you do, I told Geraldine, and I said, this is, I want to be sure and say this at the end of the service. I want to challenge you this morning. I just really feel like, This will help you to appreciate this message, not just in yourself, but when you see it in others too. I want to challenge you this week to somehow honor someone in your life that has been an overcomer and more. You understand what I mean? Is make a phone call and tell them, I appreciate that I've seen in your life you've been an overcomer and more. I appreciate that. Or send them a text. Or stop by Dollar General and get a cheap card or a Hallmark and get an expensive card. I mean, and just tell them, you're an overcomer and more, and I appreciate that. That has encouraged me. That has encouraged me. Will you do that this week? Everybody, I want you to right now find someone in your life this week, before you get back next week, and find someone that has been an overcomer and more. The joy of the Lord has just continued. The hope of the Lord has just continued. They have refused to be beat down by all of these things, but instead they've overcome them and more. Amen? Will you do that this week? Father, we thank you, we praise you for your love that's everlasting, that makes loves us, that makes us overcomers and more. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance up upon you and give you peace. Go in the blessings of the Lord this week. Find someone in your life that's been an overcomer and more, and tell them so. God bless you. We love you.